I would like to sit down to talk about the Mideast alone with you and Henry, just the three of us. I don't want to have it in the NSC. I don't want to get everybody else. I'm sorry, not the Mideast, but about, I don't know why I talk about China. Yeah, you know, what about the China thing. And Bush raised the thing, you know, on the on the plane. But what I would like for you to do, and I've told Henry to do likewise in his shop, to pull everything together and pull all the political considerations and all the other things, and Bob is looking in the polls for it. What I'd like for you to do is to really get the strongest arguments that you can get, in other words, from your shop, but on the ground that, but I'd like to keep it in a posture where it doesn't appear that the president is wavering and all that sort of thing. But because, as you know, it's a damn close question at the moment, particularly with the Soviet thing going on and a lot of other things, and also with the very negative reaction to Xiang. Have you seen the new Chinese ambassador yet?
Yes.
Jimmy Shen?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
Did you talk to him about this?
Not really, no, because I didn't you know, quite know what to say.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Yeah. Well, I'll try to get, he's an old friend of mine. He translated for me every time I went over there to see the old man, and nice fellow. But, well, anyway, get your arguments in a row.
Fine.
Yeah, the thing what?
Well, I was going to say, the thing that I think that they have, they feel is that they may be let down. Mm-hmm. I think the thing they really forget is that if we follow the present policy, we're going to
let
them down faster.
Right. Well, that's true.